You a Jew?
I a Jew? Like ethnically, sure. I don't really believe in it. I think it's bullshit.
You're a Jew.
I am. It's like you've seen a unicorn, bruv.
You Jews, man. You Jews.
Yes,
You're causing
yes.
all the problems in the world, you fucking Jews.
I can't help it. I just enjoy controlling the media and the banks too much. I'm
Exactly,
sorry.
you Jews
Yeah.
control the media, the banks, the politicians. That's why
Nice.
they bow to Israel. They worship Israel, the Jew state.
No, they do. They do. I do enjoy a bit of Israel worship by all these inferior white people.
Exactly, you Jews are open with your hatred of the white race.
Yeah, no, the Christian values just disgust me. I think Jesus Christ, we
It's
should have, I would have
great.
put him on another cross if I could have.
It's
I'd have
great that you're
crucified him as well.
admitting these facts that everyone knows are facts.
Yeah, no, I don't see the point in hiding behind, I'll put my heart on my hat, my hand on my heart and say, I want to destroy the white race. I want
Yes, you
multiculturalism
do.
to prevail, to destroy the white man, and I want to control all the world media and banks.
Yes, we
It
all
is.
know this is true. At least we have it. We have one of the chosen people admitting it, eh? This is fantastic.
Are you a Jewish and are being sarcastic?
Sorry?
Are you Jewish?
No, I hate Jews. I think Jews are
Oh,
evil.
do you actually hate
I
Jews?
think they're evil.
Really? What about me?
For every
I do a lot of charity work.
reason you just stated, that's why Jews are evil.
But I don't do any of that stuff. I do charity work at least
Oh,
5 times a week.
you don't do that stuff, but the elite Jews in power do that stuff.
Elite people in power do shitty things, as in with every person in power who does shitty
But
things.
these are
But most of the people I
specifically
know who are
Jews.
Jewish, most people I know are Jewish, specifically
Listen,
me, because I live in a Jewish community. And none of them, do these sorts of
that does
things.
not disprove the fact that Jews in positions of influence are doing these things.
Yeah, of
And
course, but so are black people and so are white people.
the white, they're
People
working
in power
towards.
who do shitty things, that
But
isn't
listen,
predicated off of your ethnicity.
yet
It's predicated off your
when it
moral
comes to
compass.
Jews, it is. When it comes to Jews, it is a religious imperative to destroy the Goyim. It is a religious imperative to undermine the Goyim, the Gentiles, and enslave them with debt and usury. This is all in the Talmud and the Torah. These are
Well,
Jewish
obviously
prophecies
you
to
can take
push
what I
these
say, with
agendas.
as much salt. You can take what I say, if you can believe it or you don't have to believe it. I don't know a single Jew who believes any of that. I
No, you're
don't know a
lying. You are
single Jew.
lying, sir. You are
Right, so that's
absolutely
what I mean.
lying.
Of course, no, of course. That's
Jews.
the only logical assumption that
Well,
you could make at this
why do
point.
you think you're
Otherwise, it
on this
contradicts.
tag called Zionism? Zionism is Jew supremacy. They want to control the world from Israel, establish a
Well,
world government in Jerusalem. That's the
I like
plan of
controlling people's
Jews.
misperceptions surrounding ethnicity and
So
multiculturalism.
what's the biggest lobby in America? Political lobby.
Well, I'm sure you're going to say it's AIPAC, which it is.
Exactly. Jews are controlling the
Right.
American politicians to support Israel unconditionally and get whatever they want. This is Jew power. They have an agenda.
Every ethnicity, to a
Oh,
degree, has an agenda.
really? So white people have no ideology. We don't. White people are just individuals. There's no white lobby. There's no lobby for white people.
I'm not part of this Jewish lobby, and there are white lobbies.
There
There's
are
the
no.
KKK.
They are
There's hardcore. There's
marginalized.
white
White
supremacists.
people, Jews like you, are though on the forefront of demonizing people who are for white people. You want to marginalize and
At
censor
university, I know
everyone.
loads of white people, and I'm friends with them, and I have
Jews,
complete respect of their beliefs.
you know the
I respect
ADL.
everyone.
Do you know the ADL?
English Defence League.
No, the ADL,
Oh, the ADL,
Anti-Defamation
the
League.
Anti-Defamation, the
Yes,
Anti-Defamation League.
that
Sure.
organization is at the forefront of censorship, of taking down any page or channel on social media that criticizes Jews or Israel.
Right, and I'm
They're
against that. I'm
brutal
against
censors.
censoring free speech. Right, I'm against censoring
Jews
free speech. And if there are people that
aren't.
are doing that, I disagree with them. But
Oh, you disagree with them,
what
eh?
gives? Why do you, what gives you the right to judge me when you don't know anything about me off of the
because
actions?
You are part of a tribe that is working towards a singular goal
if
of Jewish power.
Someone,
this is your goal
your
as,
someone,
as a tribe and a religion.
If your dad was a pedophile and a rapist, I wouldn't look at you as a pedophile and a rapist. If you believe that the people around me are evil, that
yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean I am evil.
Well, maybe
also,
you are not evil, but you, the only way you can prove that is if you speak against the evil of your people. And you're not going to do that.
I do. I think Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. I think Jeffrey Epstein was a monster. I think censorship to a degree is wrong. I think if you're asking for violence to happen, if you're invoking violence at that point, I think that your voice should be censored. But before that point, I think you should be able to say whatever the hell you want.
So Jews,
I think ADL shouldn't censor people for saying their
opinion.
So
why are Jews censoring? Why do so many Jews? You
but
may
I'm
not
against
believe
that.
In you individually may be against that, but the vast
but most
majority
of the people that I've spoken
quit
to,
fucking
no,
interrupting
you're wrong.
Me, you Jew. Most
Jews of the people I know
support
you're
censorship.
Wrong.
Most Jews support silencing someone like me who criticizes you. Yes, you got your religion
you
say
you
is
can criticize
intolerant.
A political ideology. You
really?
Can,
no, you
can't.
You
can criticize action.
No, you
can't.
You can't
criticize a religion.
Of course you can. You can criticize Islam. You can criticize Christianity. You can criticize
you can
Judaism.
You can criticize what it might say in text. But you can't criticize
yeah.
the people.
You
if
can,
you criticize
if, of course
a whole
you
group
can.
Of people, then it's prejudice. Then it's bigotry.
That's freedom of speech. I can be prejudiced.
Yeah,
I can be bigoted. I can say whatever I want. You Jews
say
that all Gentiles are subhumans. The rabbis say that all Gentiles are subhumans. They
You're
say
wrong.
That,
I've never met a single
wrong.
Rabbi that
the
holds
fucking,
those views.
The chief rabbi
you
in
don't
Israel.
Know any Jews.
Yes, the chief rabbi in Israel named Ovadia Yosef, who died recently, he said that Gentiles exist to serve Jews as slaves. He said that.
There's been 70 chief rabbis of Israel. The fact
yeah.
that one of them believes
and
something that is
not,
very
it's
clearly
not just
wrong.
One of them. It's not just one
the
of
majority,
them. All of
the
them.
Majority of people I know,
give
you
me
don't
a
have
break,
to believe.
Dude,
you don't know Jews. If you did,
the,
you
the head
probably...
of the head of the Shabbat Lubavitch, the Rebbe, one of the original Rebbes, said that Gentiles are demon. We have demon souls. Okay, these rabbis believe this. This is what it says in the text of Judaism.
No, there are people that believe this, and those people are idiots.
Oh, it just happens that the most prominent rabbis happen to believe that Gentiles are
well,
inferior.
At points in, right, there was a pope. There have been popes that have. That have not only said it's okay, have endorsed rape and paedophilia.
There's no pope that says
there's been,
that,
there's been
there's
a
no,
pope. There
there's
was a
no pope.
Pope
that says that non-Christians are subhumans. There's no pope that's ever said that.
Sure, there are you.
Show me one pope that
the history
said,
of pope. Just because popes say this doesn't mean
such a
popes
slippery Jew, man. You Jews always do this. It's just deny, and deflect.
Okay.
Deny, and deflect. This is the Jewish method.
If you've caught me here in what people call a conversational paradox, if I don't debate you, then I reinforce what you say by not
so
having debated the premise of what you're saying.
You've admitted
but if I don't, if I do,
true.
Then I'm playing into it. If I do, I'm playing into it.
You,
whatever I say here, I reinforce what you have to say because you put
goal,
me in that position.
Your goal is to dismiss any criticism of Jews because that's you feel an instinct to defend your people and your race. So you have to divert any criticism away from Jews.
Saying this shit about white people.
Yeah, they
if
do
you're
all
a
the
black
time.
Person saying this shit about white people. I would say the exact same things I'm saying now in defense of white people. I don't
white
think
people
can generalize a group of people.
Of course you can. Of course you can. Most Jews support Israel, right?
The majority of school shooters are white people.
The majority of mass shootings are black people. 73% of mass shootings
I mean most
in 2020 were by black people. Mass shooting is three or more people. School shootings are the ones they show you on TV. It's just like the George Floyd police shooting. They don't show you the ones where whites are killed because the media is controlled by Jews like you
right,
who have an agenda
right,
to
person,
empower the blacks. That's the
white...
agenda of Jews. Jews are behind Martin Luther King.
Empower the blacks. Why?
Because they want to use the blacks and minorities against whites. to break down white identity so that we don't become Nazis. That's the Jew agenda. They need to dilute the white race so we don't become Nazis. That's what it is.
I've never ever met anyone with these beliefs. Barbara I know so Spector. Many Jewish people, and I've never met anyone
have you
with
heard
these
of
beliefs.
Barbara Spector?
No.
Barbara
I'm
Spector.
Not saying that they don't exist. In fact, I'm going to say now, I believe that these people definitely do exist, and they're probably more prominent.
Yeah, and Barbara Spector, in other religions. Barbara Spector is a Jewess who went to Sweden, set up an organization to promote immigration into Sweden, and said Jews are at the forefront of promoting multiculturalism in Europe, and if Europeans don't accept multiculturalism, they will be destroyed, because they believe that if whites are a homogeneous group, they will kick the Jews out again, and that's why they break us down. That's why they push these agendas. Very
that's
obvious.
That's a pretty convoluted way to end up with protection. The majority of people who don't like Israel. Majority of people who don't like Israel are Arab and black. If we wanted to dilute white people to the point that they become Arab and black, we'll lose the support of Israel. So
they're willing to take the risk. That does not prove they're not doing this. The woman admitted that they're doing it,
She's
not the one person. She's part of the Jewish lobby. She's a very prominent Jew in all these top circles in political circles. And she's not the only Jew to say that. There are numerous Jews on the media who say that we support immigration.
There's numerous Jews who don't say this.
They say they support immigration because to make a multicultural society, Jews can fit in better and they won't be discriminated against like in Hitler's Germany or whatever. So
you mean like in France where by each year exponentially growing numbers of Jews are leaving because of immigration of Muslims into Paris.
They're willing.
You mean like
the Jewish elite are willing to risk bringing Muslims who hate them into Europe in order to break the back of white people? They hate white people so much they're willing to take that risk.
No.
They
that,
have
that,
said
that.
That
goes against your logic.
They have said that. Yes, I can. They have admitted it. Look, you can find articles of
if we want to dilute the blood to the point that we don't stick out like a sore thumb. But then why would we leave? Why would we do something that is detrimental to our own cause? But that logic doesn't make sense.
Because Jews, their goal is to destroy the white race. This Jew said that Muslims have more in common with Jews than Jews have with Christians or white people, okay? So this is why they want to work with Muslims, and they want to convince the Muslims not to hate Jews. So they're willing to do these programs to convince Muslims not to hate Jews and to support their programs against whites. Okay.
But multiple studies have come out that show generally Muslim people have much more negative opinions of Jews than the general population, and that inter-ethnic relations are minimal between Jews and Muslims.
So
both through the efforts of Muslims and Jews.
Have you seen the articles, like after Trump was elected, numerous articles came out saying Jews and Muslims, they formed an organization called like the Jewish Muslim Advisory Council.
Liberal people love getting in a circle holding their hands and skipping around.
Don't interrupt me. They formed an organization, Jews and Muslims, and their goal was to oppose Trump and nationalism because they feel that they both are threatened by it. So Jews are willing to work with Muslims as they did back in Spain when the Muslims invaded Spain. The Jews worked with the Muslims against the Christians because they felt the Christians were a worse enemy than the Muslims at the time. That's the logic. They don't. Jews are short-sighted. It's not a contradiction. They've said this, and this is what they are doing. Okay.
But your thing is Jews are long. Your argument is Jews are long-sighted. Your argument is Jews are willing to kind of, you know, stand up with the hate. You know, deal with the hate and the backlash of letting Muslims in. Because at the end of the day, it hurts white people more. That's a long sight.
Yes, they're willing to take risks
them. You're saying, look at this Jew, that say similar things. Therefore, the Jewish agenda is this. And I said, actually this. And you said, well, actually, look at this Jew, and this Jew that said this.
So no, you are a fucking slippery. You do exactly what every Jew does. There's evidence of Jews doing something. There's statements of Jews saying something. And you say, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because this Jew who has no power says something else. That Jew doesn't matter. That Jew doesn't matter. Jews, these are organizations. There's Jews who have power and then Jews who don't. The Jews who have power are the ones doing these things. The Jews like you are irrelevant. You're irrelevant to this agenda because you have no power. Whether you support it or not is irrelevant.
So you're against political elites who engage in corruption.
Yeah.
Are you against white political elites engaging in corruption?
Of course, white traders who are basically pawns of Jews. Yeah.
So you've just acknowledged that not all Jews are this kind of, I don't know what you want me to call it, these elites that are controlling everything behind the scenes like a puppeteer.
It doesn't have to be all Jews. So this is another fallacy you guys push. You're telling me that unless it's 100% Jews, that we can't call it Jewish.
No. Unless it's the majority. Unless it's the vast majority, and it's not. It's nowhere near.
This is like it's saying, not. Look.
It's not.
I'll give you one example. The war in Iraq. Most of George Bush's advisors who promoted the war in Iraq were Jewish. You had Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Douglas Feith, sure. Elliot Abrams.
There was also a massive coalition. Listen, there was also a massive coalition of white people.
You just have to fucking interrupt me. You won't even let me finish the point because you don't want to hear it. So most of them were Jewish. Most of them had ties to Israel. Now, because some of them were not Jewish, you are going to use this little trick where you say, look, not 100% of them are Jewish, therefore it's not a Jewish conspiracy.
I'm going to say it's a white conspiracy.
It's not a Jewish conspiracy.
Who cares there was a few Jews? It's a white conspiracy.
The agenda, the neoconservatives admitted
majority
that their agenda...
Majority of neoconservatives, I can get you...
Are
I can
Jewish.
Get
are Jewish.
Majority
yes,
of
they
them
are.
Were white Christians.
No, they are Jewish 100%. In fact, the Israeli newspapers, there was an Israeli newspaper from Haaretz.
Yeah, that was some, you're correct, right.
And they admitted that the 25 top neoconservatives are almost all Jews. At least 20 of them are Jews. And they pushed for the war in Iraq. And now, not only were they Jews, but they were tied to Israel. They had close ties to Israel, and they support Israel, and that's why they pushed for the war. So you're telling me because five of the neocons were not Jews, and they supported the Jewish agenda, therefore it's not a Jewish conspiracy. That doesn't work.
But I'm looking at it now, the majority of people that were involved in it were not Jewish.
Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, the two top guys in the Pentagon, Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith were both Jewish, were both tied to Israel. And Douglas Feith had a picture of Theodore Herzl in his house. A picture of Theodore Herzl in his house. Yeah. And they had an office in the Pentagon that had direct links to Ariel Sharon in Israel, and they were feeding them the intelligence. Netanyahu was in the Congress in 2002 saying go into Iraq. It was entirely a Jewish thing, and you're saying because George Bush is not Jewish, it's not a Jewish thing. That's retarded.
The proposal was put forward by white conservatives. Who were very annoyed,
Jewish conservatives.
Were very upset that 9/11 happened.
Jewish conservatives. Is Bill Kristol a Jew?
I don't know.
Yes.
I haven't looked specifically into the war in Iraq. It doesn't surprise me that there are Jews that were involved who liked Israel, who
Neoconservatism is a Jewish philosophy. It was started by Leo Strauss, a Jew. Almost all of the people who promoted are Jews. It is Jews who became conservatives in order to infiltrate the Republican Party and turn it into a tool of Israel. That's what it is.
So capitalism is a Jewish thing then?
I didn't say capitalism. I said neoconservatism.
Free market, international free market, neoconservatism.
Well, neoconservatism is all about just wars in the Middle East so that Israel can be strong.
No, that might be an implication of it, but the actual definition of neoconservatism... It's
just a coincidence that every top neoconservative, almost everyone, is a Jew. It's a coincidence. Then they all happen.
Neoconservative is in opposition to communism, which is also, Marxism, a Jewish thing.
Basically, this is why they turned against the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union turned against Israel and became anti-Zionist. So these Jews started agitating against the Soviet Union at that point.
And they're all coordinating the whole time this is happening.
Yeah,
like an organism, like a never-dying organism.
Well, yeah, I can give you evidence of that. There was in Israel, Netanyahu had a think tank called the Israeli something with Israeli Strategic Affairs or something like that. Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, and David Wormser, those are three neocons, wrote a paper. They wrote a paper for Netanyahu, and they said, "We want to overthrow Saddam Hussein, Bashar al-Assad in Syria, Gaddafi, and take down Iran." And they laid out their plans to overthrow these governments. These three Jews ended up with Bush in the Bush administration, leading the push for the war in Iraq. They said that they were doing this to help Israel, to secure Israel. Okay.
So are you a realist? Are you a liberal internationalist? What are you?
It doesn't matter. This is documented proof of a Jewish conspiracy, and you're telling me it's not happening.
Well, I'm not saying that Jews haven't been involved in shady business at all. In fact, I'd 100% agree with you that you'd probably see higher prevalence rates of Jews being shady than other religions. But that still doesn't mean that anywhere near the majority of these people are bad. And it also doesn't mean that it's entirely a Jewish thing. There are non-Jews that engage
in it. I just gave you proof it is a Jewish thing for Jewish motives, and you still say it's not Jewish.
Well,
you have to say that.
They don't stand up for the opinions of everyone. Those Jews who are acting aren't acting.
It doesn't matter. Just because they don't represent you,
even though the majority of people I know aren't involved in this.
Yes, dude, that doesn't matter. If they just because you are not involved, just because some Jew out there is not involved, doesn't mean it's not
most
a Jewish
Jews are
conspiracy.
Not involved. Just like
it
just
is
like
a Jewish,
bad things that every ethnicity engages in. You are not
doing
involved.
They're doing it in your name, just as Israel puts the Star of David on its flag and kills people. Well, they're doing it in your name. So
but then,
if you don't like that, then well, you take it up with those Jews then.
I don't have to, because I'm not going to do it against other ethnicities. Why'd I do it against Jews? Why would I? I'm against corruption. I'm against political corruption 100%. But I don't generally go into the street and protest against Wall Street.
You'll never protest against Jewish political corruption.
Sure, I will. I was at a rally last year against Netanyahu because I disagree with a lot of Netanyahu's policies.
All right, so you're one Jew who will criticize his fellow Jew. You're one in a million.
I won't criticize my fellow Jew. I'll criticize beliefs and ideals that I don't think necessarily make sense. I'll criticize things I think are stupid. I don't think, you know, I don't need to criticize people.
So there's no net benefit to having Jews in a white country. Everything they do is to undermine us and to advance their own cause, to advance their own interest, to advance their own cause of Zionism. So Jews are selfish. They're greedy. They want what's best for them and not for and what's best for them is not what's best for me.
Why are Jews able to do this?
Because they're very committed and dedicated to their cause.
Right. But
if they're rich, they're powerful.
How are they able to do this against, if one group of people rules over another group of people, how are they able to do it?
By controlling the media, controlling the money supply.
How did they get there in the first place?
Controlling. See, as soon as I say what they're doing, then you just change the fucking topic anyway.
You're a Jewish supremacist. You believe Jews are superior to white people.
No, I think that they're very capable of engaging in power grabbing. Yeah,
but they wouldn't be able to if they didn't have greater intellectual capacities.
It's not their intellectual capacity is no greater than a white European.
Ashkenazi Jews are showing to have the highest IQ.
Oh, here we go. So you guys always come this. It's not true at all. Look, Ashkenazi, even if it were true, Ashkenazi Jews are such a small percentage of the population that they wouldn't explain their dominance over these institutions. There's just as many white people with a similar IQ or higher who are not in those institutions, so this is not explained by that. It's explained by them having an agenda, political agenda, and a greedy culture, and a avaricious culture that seeks to push out non-Jews. They're willing to do anything, to take power and keep power.
I don't know. Most people I know don't do that. So again, there are people that do, but they're not most Jews.
You keep coming back to this. This is not.
I think you're a supremacist. I think that you're a Jewish supremacist.
No, you are a Jewish supremacist.
I don't believe that anyone's genetically superior to anyone. I believe that culture is.
You just said that Jews have higher IQs, allegedly.
Right, to do with culture. Of course, to do with culture. I believe that some cultures, you know, just like African people.
IQ
know why
is
black
not
people,
culture. IQ is racial.
It's not.
It
been
is.
Shown when two white people have a child, that child is almost always more intelligent than a black child who has two black parents. But
yes,
that same child is almost... That same child is almost always the similar level of intelligence than a black child raised by two white parents or raised by one white parent.
Now, black people have one or two standard deviations lower IQ than whites on average.
Right, but when they have white parents, they do as good as white children.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
You can look up, if you look up studies that find something different, then fair enough.
I've heard of studies that say the opposite, that if blacks raised by whites don't have... comparable IQ to white children. That's like saying that Nikola Tesla is a genius because he had a good education. No.
Hi, Matthew.
It's because he's genetically a genius. It's genetic, at least partially. You can raise it maybe by 5 points through studying, but it's mostly genetic. So you're the Jewish supremacist.
Right, but then if you've just said it is, I don't believe it is genetic, so I'm not the supremacist. But if you're saying that it is to do with genetics, intelligence, and Jews generally have a higher intelligence, I would say that you must believe on some level that Jews are superior to be able to do these awful things that they do.
Well,
your beliefs most likely stem from an inferiority.
If they were superior, that would not mean that we would accept them in our society because they're trying to destroy us. Why would we say, we're just going to allow Jews in our country to do all these things to us because they have high IQs? Yeah. And just submit to their power and submit to their agenda? Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter if it's true or not. They're no smarter than white people, and that's why we've figured out what they're doing.
But what about the fact that 25% of Nobel Prizes are won by Jewish people?
That's even fake. That's Jews handing off prizes to each other. For example, Albert Einstein was a plagiarist. He stole most of his theories. He stole most of his theories from non-Jewish scientists before him.
You can't be serious. It's not contested in the slightest.
Yes,
Einstein created the
yes,
theory.
Yes, it is. There's a whole book that exposes his plagiarisms.
Similarly with Karl Marx?
Huh?
Similarly with Karl Marx?
No, I don't know about
Karl
Marx. I don't know about Karl Marx.
It's funny that when it comes to communism, you know, you don't really give a shit because if a Jew makes it, that plays into your narrative. But with something like Einstein, where general relativity doesn't play into anything, you are under the impression that he plagiarized it.
Because I've read a book that exposes his plagiarism. It's by a guy named Christopher John Bjerknes. It's called Einstein. Just type this in, plagiarist. Chris Bjerknes. It's like a 1,000-page book that goes into that.
Right, I've looked up. And almost half the links are just saying that this book isn't right.
Yeah, Jews saying it's not right. So look, you don't even such a cop out of an argument. You're the cop. You haven't even read the book, and you've already said it's not true because
It might be right.
You're completely biased.
Might have been a plagiarist. Sure.
Yeah, you don't
you
know.
Might have been a plagiarist, but yeah. You can't deny all the other Jewish.
So why is it that you can be proud of Jews and there's alleged accomplishments, but if I say I'm proud of white people,
I'm not proud of white people. I think if you're proud of
Jews like you will attack us and call us white supremacists as the ADL.
You can say
you're
proud if you're white if you want, but I think you're an idiot. I think anyone who says they're proud of saying that they don't get to choose are
why
stupid.
Not? Why not?
Why should that's I be
like,
proud?
It's like
my
saying
dad,
I'm
my
proud
dad.
Of my children for winning a sports competition. I didn't do it.
My grandparents, my granddad, he fought in World War one as for the English, and my great grandfather, and then my grandfather fought in the tanks in World War II. Now that's great, but I'm not proud of them. I didn't do that. That wasn't me. I think if you're proud of something that you didn't do, well, proud probably isn't the right word.
Being proud, you shouldn't of your culture, of your nation. Everybody's proud of their of something. There's nothing wrong with being proud. It's like being proud of your sports team that you root for. There's nothing wrong with having a community sense of pride. Every human group has it. No, Jews are allowed to do it. Blacks are allowed to do it. Whites are not, because Jews in the media and academia have made it taboo for white people to do it, because they say that white people who do that will become Nazis and kick the Jews out. That's their motive for doing that.
I think you could also say it might stem from the fact that these Jewish groups paranoia. Of people, such as gay people or black people, have generally been oppressed throughout the histories of these countries. I knew you were going to kind of have that response, but it doesn't change the matter of the fact that
white people
have been oppressed.
Yeah, white people have been killed by the millions in Ukraine, by the Soviets, by Turks and Mongols who killed millions of white people. So you're telling me white people cannot have pride in their group, but every other group can?
No, that's stupid. That's a stupid double standard, in my opinion.
But that's a double standard that so many Jews have.
Right, and then fuck them. And I know a lot of people who are Jewish would also say fuck them. I know more Jews than not that would say if you believe Jews are superior, you're an idiot. I know more Jews than not that, you know, are very much against these things that you're saying, and it just annoys me.
Yeah, you point out. Pointing out some Jew against it does not disprove that it's happening. That's not an argument.
But if there's so many Jews that, you know, not only aren't doing these things, but might actually be good people, then surely it's wrong to generalize how you're doing it. Surely
well,
it just
I,
creates
I don't, an I don't care if they're good people. They can go be good people in Israel. What does it matter to me if they're good people or not? They have there's no net benefit or aggregate benefit to having Jews in our country. They spy on us. They do all kinds of crazy shit.
They generally increase the GDP of countries.
I don't care.
They generally increase.
Increasing GDP does not cancel out all the negative stuff they're doing.
They increase cultural policy.
Wars in the Middle East, promoting LGBT and pornography. Promoting degeneracy, promoting anti-white policies, promoting massive immigration. None of it helps us. All of it is detrimental to us. And there's no reason to keep any Jews in our society, and they already have their own called Israel. Why don't they go there?
You've got a hatred towards notions, which I don't blame you for having a hatred towards. But I really do feel like you're trying to displace this onto people that aren't necessarily at fault for these things happening. I'm not at fault for these things that you have dismay towards happening, but yet you kind of cast me in the same group. You cast me in the same, I don't know the fucking phrase.
Yeah, because there's no purpose to have you in our country just because you don't agree with what Jews are doing in power. Of course, you will make all kinds of excuses for what they're doing, as you've done in this conversation, always derailing it, always trying
I'm
to look
not,
up
I'm
for
not,
some
I'm not
excuse.
Doing it.
Always
if there
trying
were,
to divert
if there
it.
Were Jews, if there were Jews, and this isn't because they, I don't believe it was because they were Jewish, but even if it was, if they did the things that you were saying in Iraq, if they were the reason behind the Iraqi war, then they should go fuck themselves. And I'm a, you know, and I'll say with my hand on my heart, they should go fuck themselves, they're cunts.
And you're one of very few Jews who will say that.
No, I'm not, though. Unless that's the are. Thing. I'm not. I know most
well,
Jews
you,
I know are
will,
liberal, and
well,
they, would
the
be,
thing.
They would
here's
also
the thing.
Be against the
this
war.
Is what, this is what you guys will do. You will be against a war, but you'll not be against the Jews who started the war and their Jewish motives. You'll never point it out, and you'll never emphasize it, because you know that if you emphasize that it could cause problems for you down the road as a Jew. You know that when Jews misbehave, that this could cause a problem for all Jews, and so you will have to cover up for what Jews do in power and blame it on something that's non-Jewish so that you can escape the wrath of the Goyim.
You know what, when I see Jews doing bad things, it does fill me with a level of hate that I get more so than when I see other people doing the same shitty thing. Because I do think, fuck, people are going to view me like they view you. When I see a Jew acting
like that. That's why you do what you do.
Right. But I don't justify their actions. I'll never justify something I don't believe is right.
But you'll never point out. See, you can't.
I'll never point out they're Jewish, just as I'll never point out they're white, or maybe they're 5 foot 11.
But look, with the war in Iraq, it is so essential to the point. If you don't point out that they're Jewish, you don't even know why this happened. This makes no sense why it happened. It is a Zionist Israeli thing.
And you don't believe that there are a lot of white people in America who were kind of for this.
Yeah,
who are for, you know, neoconservatives, and who are for, you know, pushing their agenda forwards in the Middle East.
Opportunistic whites have joined their cause. And in every political situation, you'll find opportunists who will help Jews do what they want to do. Yes, you can find corrupt whites who will do that.
And those what do you believe the answer is to the Jewish problem?
Send them to Israel.
What about the people living in Gaza?
What about them?
Well, they deserve a homeland in Israel as well.
Well, they can make their own home. I don't really care what happens after they go there.
Do you not think that you might sort of unenrich certain aspects of Western culture by taking away these groups of people who have been pivotal in the arts and academia?
No, they've been pivotal in creating all of the philosophies that have destroyed our culture.
They've been pivotal in creating most of the philosophies that have enriched the culture and created the culture.
Like what?
I don't fucking know, but if you read
any evidence.
If I read every academic article I read, geography.
What do Jews bring for us that we couldn't make ourselves? All the great geniuses in music, art, and architecture were white, were not Jewish.
Yeah, okay, I don't know anything about that.
What's the great contribution that they make? There's nothing that we couldn't do ourselves, so why do we need them?
Because if they're not...
They don't add anything to it.
If a black person does something shitty, it doesn't mean I don't want to be friends with another black person. Have you done a DNA test, by the way?
My brother has, yeah.
Your brother has? What did it come back?
100% white.
Where from?
Half Eastern Europe and half Southern Europe.
I saw the Eastern Europe in you, yeah. You look a bit Polish.
And if you, Jews, you guys claim that you're white, I don't know, what do you guys claim that you are? Because sometimes you say...
Oh, no, I'm black as shit, man. Look at my black skin.
But these Jews, like... Sometimes they say that they're white, and other times they say that they're not white. So it depends on the situation. They're chameleons who become
white.
They become white when it benefits them, and then they become non-white when they want to get with the minorities against the whites.
What's your favorite color? Because mine's Jew. I really like the color Jew.
So you're not,
I'm not white. Ethnically, I'm not white. But the color of my skin is white.
All right. So what do you? So what is a Jews? Are you a Middle Eastern then? Right?
No, they're ethnically Ashkenazi. Well,
your origin?
It's that country. It's Semitic. It's a bit from the Middle East and a bit from Europe. But that's created a mongrel type of thing, which isn't white and it isn't Middle Eastern. It's its own thing, and it's wrong to say that it is white because it is not the exact same thing as, you know, another white person from the same area.
It's okay, a mixture. So then
the color of my skin is white as shit. I'm whiter than you.
No, you're not.
I'm almost. I'm as white as can be. If there was like a competition for whiteness, the color of my skin is pale as fuck.
But you Jews who have assimilated white into Europe, you identify as Jews before white, Jews before French, Jews before Spanish, Jews before German. You are a nation within a nation. You are a state within a state, and many Jews have said that. And that's why you created Israel.
The self-segregation argument which you're spouting, in my opinion, is bullshit. I believe that in a lot of the cases, in almost all of the cases, people from the host countries don't allow the process of assimilation to occur in the first place due to hostility. Now, obviously, you're going to disagree with that, you know, massively, but ignoring all of this, when people ask me, what are you? I say, I'm British. And then I'll say, if they say, oh, like, what religion are you? I'll say I'm Jewish. But I never tell people I'm Jewish. I tell people I'm British.
Judaism is not just a religion. You have to get into Israel. You have to prove Jewish ancestry.
Yeah. So no, it's ethnicity as well. Sure.
Right. So then you guys are not part of Western civilization.
I just don't get, like...
So go to Israel. You hate Jews, go to Israel.
You clearly don't. You clearly don't hate me. Why do you hate Jews? Like,
because they're I told you they're an aggregate detriment to the white race. Having them in our society does not provide any benefit to our society. It provides a whole shitload of negative effects.
People are good and bad. There are a lot of shit.
Why do we want these Jews pushing us into wars in the Middle East? How do we benefit from that?
Why do people pushing us into wars?
But it's Jews doing it. It's Jews doing it.
There's also Jews that are against it, like Bernie Sanders.
But it's Jews in power who are for it, that they created it. For the interest of
Jews. We're not an homogenous group. We don't make homogenous decisions. We don't, we don't all speak in unison when people in politics say, huh?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you ask us our individual opinions about a lot of
Jews, Jews are guided by an elite, by a group of Jews in power who claim to represent Jews. That's why
I'm not guided by anyone. I'm guided by what I think.
Well, look, the Anti-Defamation League claims to represent Jews. APAC claims to represent
Jews. I don't like the ADL.
Israel claims to represent Jews as a state, and that's why they put the Jewish star on the flag, and they call it a Jewish state.
Yeah, so if
these Jews in power claim to represent Jews and Jewish interests in the religion, they do these things. Well, you're gonna have to, and you don't agree with it, you're gonna have to take it up with those Jews. They claim to represent you.
But then you knowing that they don't represent me doesn't change. it's sort of like you're saying, unless you go to these Jews in power and say you should go fuck yourself, or maybe try and kill them, that I'm complicit in this. Surely being against it in principle is enough.
You don't have to be complicit with it for me to not want any Jews in society.
Do you think having me in Western society is to the detriment of white people?
To having many of you, yeah.
Would you say, okay, I mean, I don't take too much offense by that, because I guess you're going to say the same about any ethnicity.
I say the same about blacks. We need to create a white ethno state. The same.
But Hitler didn't like Slavs. You're half Slavic.
Well, I don't agree with Hitler. The same as Jews do in the Middle East. So Jews created an ethno state for Jews. So why can't white people do it? Because Jews won't let us do it. Jews stop us from doing it. Jews censor white people who want to have an ethno state. The guy suing Telegram to get Telegram removed is a Jew.
You say that, but in England, I don't know about America, but in England, every single Jewish person I know celebrates Christmas. And every single Muslim I know celebrates Christmas.
Look, I don't care.
Everyone on Christmas.
I don't care.
But you... Sure, you've got no 100% Christian state. You don't have Israel isn't 100% of an ethnic Jewish state. It's got 30%
right?
Arab
and
5%.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, he says they need to get rid of those Arabs because they're threatening Jewish state.
But the point I'm saying is, England is more ethnically Christian than Israel is ethnically Jewish.
There's no ethnic Christianity. Christianity is a religion.
Oh, sorry, is ethnically Caucasian then. Sorry, I shouldn't have said ethnically
England
Christian.
Is rapidly turning into a non-white country. By 2066, whites will be a minority in England. They're already a minority in London and Luton and other cities. And this is the result of liberal globalists, large percentage of whom are Jews, who want to convert us into backwards places where blacks and Muslims run the show. Immigrants get all the privileges today. You cannot be what pro-white.
Israel, you're saying that Jews want to turn these countries into these Muslim countries. But when Israel made their own country, they did the exact opposite from Muslims. They created a country that is in many ways the same as America. I've been to Israel. It's ridiculous how similar sort of it is politically.
It is. What are you trying to say? It is a Jewish state that represents Jews as an ethnic group.
I'm trying to say that I really don't believe that there is a massive Jewish conspiracy.
Of course you don't, because you're Jewish. You can't believe that.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is, even if there was, I'll accept that I don't know and that there could be. But the point I'm trying to make is, there is a massive Jewish conspiracy, because the vast majority of people aren't involved in that majority, they shouldn't be kind of taken under the same brush.
Well, let me ask you this question. Was there a Jewish conspiracy to establish Israel?
Yeah, definitely.
Did they meet and have plans
and
bribe people and kill people to get Israel?
I mean, I'm not sure about kill people, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, yes, they killed many thousands of Palestinians and some British. They killed British soldiers in Palestine who were trying to
stop. Zionism is a stupid movement, in my opinion. I don't know why you'd want to try and establish a state.
So what I'm telling you is that Zionism is continuing today, and they have advocates like these neocon Jews who support stridently Zionism and sustaining Israel as a Jewish state. And they will do whatever it takes, including using America as a bludgeon against Iraq or Iran, to get what they want.
Originally, America didn't... A lot of people frame it like Israel's controlling America, but for a long period of time, America didn't want anything to do with Israel. It was only after the Six-Day War when Israel showed that they were clearly superior to all these other countries trying to attack them.
In the Six-Day War, Israel attacked an American ship called the USS Liberty and killed 34 Americans. And they were able to basically get away with that with a slap on the wrist. Now, if an Arab country had attacked a U.S. ship, they would have been nuked.
Sure.
So that's proof of Jewish power and privilege.
Well, is that proof, or are you just kind of saying it's proof? Because couldn't you make the case? You don't know the reason that Israel attacked that Liberty ship.
Yeah,
it might have been the fact that America asked them to.
They've done investigations. They attacked the ship because it was gathering an intelligence on Israel, who was committing war crimes against Egypt, and they didn't want that ship to be doing that. And they were probably going to...
Fair enough. No, the U.S. Liberty is the one example that I've got nothing really to say against. I don't know why it happened, but it definitely does.
Well, not only the Liberty. Look, Israel has done many false flag attacks. There was the Levant affair in Egypt where they bombed American buildings and tried to blame it on Egypt. There was an operation in Libya where they planted these things trying to make Libya look like they were ordering terrorist attacks. Israel will kill and do anything.
Do you not believe that there's a chance that the CIA were telling them to do this to justify military action?
Oh, so you've come up with a conspiracy theory to shift the blame
from
Jews.
Well, not the CIA. Maybe not the CIA, but is it not possible that there's enough asking them to do this to justify these actions?
So you're telling me that Jews are being controlled by the CIA?
Well, is it not a possibility?
No, because it makes no sense. What was their goal?
It makes as much sense. I don't know. It makes as much sense.
The U.S. did not even get involved in that war, so it didn't even accomplish
goals. Oil. My knowledge of 20th century, blah, blah, blah.
Shifting the blame from Jews. See, this is what you guys always do. Whenever Jews do something wrong, you blame it on someone else
I'm not trying to shift the blame. I was saying, is it possible that these things are not happening how you're saying them?
That's what happened. They attacked the ship. We know that Israel attacked the ship. That's what we know. Look, even in 9/11, who was arrested in 9/11 in New Jersey?
I'm guessing some Jews.
Israelis who were members of the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence, who were filming the attacks and laughing about them. And they knew it was coming.
Well, I also heard that those Israelis were not actually filming the attack at all.
They were. They even have the video footage and the pictures that they took when they were making fun of the attacks, and they said they said why they were happy. They said, we're happy about this because this attack will help Israel draw America into wars against Arabs. It'll make them sympathize with Israel.
And America gets nothing out of attacking these Muslim countries besides the furtherment of the kind of Israeli shit.
Well, there are beneficiaries of the war, very like select people in the government who benefit, but as a nation, of course, they do not. They got bankrupted because of it.
But there are people who aren't Jewish benefiting from these things.
Yes, there are beneficiaries who will, they have a common interest with Jews and will participate in it.
I'm not getting any of the money that the Jews made, just as you're not getting any of the money that those white people made. Those Jewish people don't represent me just as those white people don't represent you.
Okay, but does not disprove that it was a Jewish agenda?
Right, it's a Jewish political elite agenda. But if the majority of the Jews involved aren't getting anything out of it, it's wrong to frame it.
But I think it's not the Jews in Israel. The Jews in Israel do get something out of it, right?
What, you mean military funding?
No, well, in the case of Iraq, they removed one of their enemies from power. It's the same with Iran. Like, they're trying to remove the Iranian government, and Benjamin Netanyahu has been lobbying for that for 15 years.
That makes sense. A lot of what you said made sense.
So why is it these Jews think they can just use non-Jews as cattle, as cannon fodder?
Well, to further whatever their aims were, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but
Israel.
This must be part of Jewish philosophy that you can use the Gentiles for whatever agenda suits them.
But the majority of Jews I know don't think like that. And you've already at points kind of said that you are aware that a lot of Jews aren't like this.
I said I don't care if they aren't like that. It doesn't matter to me.
But that doesn't mean
I think
white people are all shitty because there's a lot of white people doing shitty things.
Well, good, if you think that, we need to separate. We need our own we need our own states.
I think that globalization is an inevitable process, and I don't think that there's any reason to kind of stunt progress.
Yes, we need to preserve.
Color isn't going to be white just as, in 100 odd years.
Just as you Jews want to preserve your religion and your culture and your ethnic group in Israel.
I don't care who I marry.
We need to preserve Europeans. We don't want Europe to go extinct. We don't want Europeans to go extinct. Jews want that.
Why does it matter? Why does any of this matter?
Why does it matter to save distinct species of birds or whales or fish or whatever?
It's not the same, though.
Yes, it is.
It's not like... us not having the dodo isn't the same as like white people not being a thing anymore.
Well, you've admitted there are intelligence differences between races. Blacks have the lowest intelligence, so if we transfer,
again, it's due to culture, not genetics.
If we transfer all the Africans into Europe, do you think Europe will sustain itself as it is now? It will become a third world slum.
Asian people are shown to have a standard deviation, usually one higher than white people.
Well, yes, Asian people have some decent societies.
So surely Asian people marrying white people would see white people as polluting their blood.
Well, good, then we need to be separate.
Coming in as an Ashkenazi Jew, it would be the same.
All right, so let's preserve the distinct races. Let's keep them separate. There's nothing wrong with that.
The thing is, I don't mind.
You don't care.
Right. Because
you're liberal.
If we became friends when you were younger, do you think, good friends, do you think you'd have the views you have now?
Come on, with these hypotheticals, man. Like, what does it matter? What does it matter, man? I have the views I have because I've read the material that convinced me that this is true. And luckily I did, because I would be a lost, retard lemming just going with this Jew World Order system.
Are you happy with your life?
Of course.
Fair enough.
I would definitely not trade places with one of these lemmings who believes what they see on the media. Who cares if they're happy? They're just going along with a system that wants to destroy them if they're white.
People.
Well, I would actually respect you more if you were a Zionist who said Jews must go to Israel and stop bothering the white people. That's why Theodore Herzl said the Jews... He said Jews acted as parasites in Europe, and that they didn't assimilate. The only solution to the problem is to have them in their own state. But the problem we have today is that none of them, at least half of them, won't go to the Jewish state. They refuse. So that they want to have it both ways. They want a Jewish state, and they want to be able to control our countries and do what they want here.
I don't want to do either. I just want to live in England, you know, have the friends I do. Some are Jewish, some are white, most are Jewish, some are black. And I don't get in anyone's way. I do charity work at least 4 times a week. I make food for the homeless. Again, probably just because I'm a liberal Jew who's idealistic. But
well, I believe that
I'm not hurting anyone. I'm just sort of chilling, and it upsets me that people think that I should fuck off to this place that I've got no connection to, really, except that maybe I'm related to people that might live there.
Well, it's too bad that sometimes life isn't fair. It's not fair on white people today who are being brutalized and demonized and attacked.
Right, but the thing is,
disenfranchised and replaced, demographically replaced by non-whites. And white people need to stand up for themselves.
You need to stand up for yourself, but white people generally, I don't think, people individually should stand up for themselves.
We're under attack.
You say we're, but when you say we're, you're also talking about that white guy who's a pedophile or that white guy who's corrupt as shit. You know.
Yeah, well, and those shitty white people will be punished, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't preserve the white race. It's a good race. We created many great inventions. We contributed so much to the world. You know, without white people, a lot of this technology doesn't exist. A lot of the best art, architecture, and music comes from white people. A lot of the best literature comes from white people. We are a great race. There's no reason to dilute the race. There's no reason to mix with other groups. There's no benefit to that.
Well, I don't think there's a massive disadvantage either, because there have been multiple studies which have shown that mixed race kids, in a lot of cases, mixing the blood, I don't know what it's called, like the scientific term, has shown to strengthen sort of these characteristics that are seen prevalent in different ethnicities.
Yeah, it would lower, depends which group you're mixing with, but with Africans, it would lower the intelligence significantly. That's not what we want.
I know, I've got a friend who's Jewish. He doesn't look Jewish. He looks Aryan, blonde hair, blue eyes. And what's it called? On her mum's side, on both sides she's Jewish, but on her mum's side, every single family member had gotten into Mensa. Do you know what Mensa is?
Yeah.
So one of her sisters married a black guy, and their children are more intelligent than all of her other siblings who married other Jews. The mixed race kids who are half Jewish and half black are somehow more intelligent kids than all these other white ones.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, I was speaking to the 4-year-old who spoke English but also spoke 4 other languages, French, and then like 2 other ones.
Okay, but knowing a language does not mean they're that intelligent.
And I spoke to the 10-year-old, and he gave me a very good definition of what he believed his political ideals were.
Unless you do an IQ test, you're just guessing about it, man.
He was clever. These kids were clever.
They've mixed with white, but that doesn't, like, a pure white will be more intelligent than that person, than that black, half black.
But not always.
Not always. There will be. Look, there will be some exceptions. Even the guy Richard Lynn, who studies race and IQ, said that. But it's an exception is just meaningless. It's like 1 in a million. Like, is that what? Because 1 in a million blacks is smart. Therefore, we just massively race mix with them. Like, what's the point of that?
Surely, if you want the white race to be as strong as possible, it would make sense having people like Ashkenazi Jews mixing their blood in, especially if we're a minority.
Because you're not smarter than whites. That study, you have a comparable IQ to white to regular Europeans, man. There's no big difference between the intelligence of Jews and non-Jews. White people, I mean.
But the studies spout. The average, use the same logic that the studies that I'm talking about, which the logic I think is stupid.
Well, what study proves Jews have higher? If you look up IQ by country, Israel is a 95 IQ.
Sure. Right, and 25% of its population are Arabs. Another 50%. Okay. Another 50%. Another 50% aren't Ashkenazi Jews.
Okay, so you're recognizing racial differences between Jews, different types of Jews and Arabs.
Yeah, because I think it's a result of culture, but I'm saying that
it's not. Races, the intelligent races produce higher cultures. That's part of their. It's also a nature phenomenon. That's why the African cultures are primitive and backwards, and they worship voodoo. That's because they have low intelligence.
Okay, so twin studies, Zimbardo's.
But what's the study that proves Jews have higher intelligence than Nazis?
I don't know, but there's studies that have shown Ashkenazi Jews have high IQ. I don't believe them. I haven't read them because I think the premise is bullshit. I don't believe that you can predicate intelligence off of genes.
But apparently you were confident enough to state this as a fact.
I'm stating it to try and trip you up in what you're saying. In saying that...
You just want to trip up everything I say because your agenda is to undermine...
No, it's because we're having agenda. I'm not a slippery Jew for trying to impose logic that contrasts yours.
You won't acknowledge the truths that I'm saying. You just have to try to find some kind of way to undermine it.
Well, a lot of the stuff you said I can't argue against. That's not to say that I couldn't argue against it if I knew more stuff, but I can't.
Your arguments are just these very sneaky fallacies, like, oh, not all Jews believe in this particular cause, therefore it's not a Jewish thing.
It's like saying
because not all Jews are Zionists, therefore Zionism is not a Jewish phenomenon. It is a Jewish phenomenon, clearly.
If most Zionists are Jews, then it is a Jewish phenomenon. But most... Most Jews don't believe that in the erasure of the white race. Most Jews don't want to destroy white people.
But many Jews at the top do. And it's motivated, and the motivation... I'm not saying just because they're Jews they believe this. The motivation of those Jews is their Jewishness. They believe that white people are a threat to them. Homogeneous groups of white people are a threat to Jews. As Jews, they believe that, and that's why they act the way they do, because they are Jews. It's not just, oh, this guy happens to be a Jew, happens to believe
the majority of Jews don't believe that,
because there's a book called Culture of Critique by Kevin MacDonald, and he goes into Jewish group strategy, and he talks about the Frankfurt School and all these Marxist movements that Jews dominated, and he proves with their own words that they're motivated by opposition to anti-Semitism, and they're doing these things to reduce anti-Semitism or to eliminate it. And so they think that white people are on the verge of becoming Hitler if they have a group identity, whether it's Christianity or German nationalism or white nationalism. They believe that this is a threat to Jews, and they will be expelled from the country if that continues. So that's why they do what they do, man.
That makes sense, but I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know, I don't think you're right, but I'm going to say I don't know, because I don't know.
You remember when that guy shot up the synagogue in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Was he Jewish or something?
No, the guy who killed those Jews in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Are you going to tell me he was like paid by AIPAC or something?
No, he stated why he did that. He said that synagogue was involved in bringing refugees into the United States, and that synagogue was part of a group called HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which brings refugees into America and lobbies for open borders. I am saying that his motive was to punish those Jews for supporting open borders policies, and the Jews in the media, like Barry Weiss of the New York Times, she admitted in an interview, she said that yes, Jews are promoting immigration, and this is part of our Jewish religion to do this, and she cited some passages in the Torah about welcoming the stranger, but then at the same time, she says, oh, these white nationalists are just touting conspiracy theories about Jews doing this, but she admits that they do it. And she says they're proud of doing it, But what she says is completely dishonest, because Jews do not welcome thy stranger. And we know that because in Israel they deport blacks who come into their country.
What about Operation Eagle? Well, it wasn't called Operation Eagle, where they went to Ethiopia and rescued thousands of black people who turned out to be Jewish.
They actually sterilized those Ethiopian Jews and they brought them into Israel. They did sterilization of those black Jews because they didn't want them mixing with the Ashkenazi Jews. And on top of that, the refugees going to Israel, some of them, a lot of them are not Jewish, so they expel them. Netanyahu called them a cancer. There are race riots in Israel where they're smashing up the windows of African shops and saying, "Nigger, go home." So in Israel, they don't welcome the stranger. They kill the Palestinians. They murder them. They bulldoze their homes. They drive them out. It's only when they're a minority that they welcome the stranger, because they benefit from that. You see the double standard?
That makes sense. No, it makes sense. That does a lot of what you said. I can't see it. I still anti-Semitism is wrong. I still don't like how you probably.
But this is why people hate Jews, is because they have these enormous double standards. They say you must accept multiculturalism, but we're going to be racist in our state and murder anyone we don't like.
But I'm saying to you that I think racism is wrong, and that I believe that, you know, white people should be able to do what the fuck they want. Black people should be able to do what the fuck they want. Like, I don't know.
Well,
I get what you. A lot of the arguments that you said, and again, just because I can't argue against them doesn't mean that they're not arguable. You know, it doesn't mean that someone couldn't. I just don't have the facts and figures.
Well, I mean, you can't argue against that fact of what I've just said. Well,
you said a lot of stuff, like the Iraqi war. I'm sure there is stuff I could quote or find that would disprove you, but I don't have it. So as far...
No, the documents are clear.
Okay. Well, yeah. I would need to do my own research, but I'm not saying that it's wrong. I don't know. I think generally Jews are
what I just said about their double standard. Israel is an ethnostate, but then in the West, most Jews vote for Democrats. In America, most Jews vote for Labour. In England, they vote for left-wing parties when they're a minority, because they want to reduce the power of the white majority, because then they can increase their own power. Of course.
Do you want to know why I've got a liberal agenda? Me specifically? Because I feel bad.
Because you're queer.
No, I'm not. I'm not gay, no. I've got a girlfriend, actually, but fair enough. No, I feel bad for these people. I feel bad for Muslims. I feel bad for people that are ostracized in society.
What about white people? What about white people, the most ostracized out of any group? Come on.
Well, they're not the most ostracized.
Yes, we are. They call it that. They on fucking in universities, they have entire courses about white privilege and how white people are evil, white people are colonizers, white people are bad and racist.
The courses you're talking about are called history. No. Because in history, colonialism probably wasn't the best thing ever.
So we can talk about black-on-black genocides, we can talk about Jews behind communism, we can talk about those pieces of history, but they only focus on the white alleged atrocities, never discuss any of the good things, the good contributions of whites. So you can only look at whites through the historical lens of a negative way, but if you do it in a positive way, they call you a white supremacist, but you can do it positively for any other group, for blacks,
Jews, I'd agree with you to some degree. You're correct in your assertion, and I believe that there is a double standard at play against white people. I believe that double standard is predicated more so on a desire to help communities that these people see othered than as an attack on white people. I think it's more so the intention behind it is more so compassion towards
not of these Marxists. Their compassion evaporates when they see poor white people or homeless white people. They don't care about disadvantaged white people. They only care about brown people or black people. So their compassion is fake. They're racist themselves. They hate white people.
I,